Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Today's daf is Masechet Sukkah, daf Tezvav, Baruch. I mean, Roger, you got to look at the Amud Beis.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Does it meet with your approval?
It does.
So we have a short Amud Beis here on daf Tezvav. So daf Tezvav, what's that? Right, so we're continuing the discussion about using boards as schach. The Mishnah had said in yesterday's Mishnah that there was an argument between Rabbi Meir, who does not allow you to use nisarim, to use boards or planks as schach, and Rabbi Yehuda, who does allow you to use nisarim. Now, there were two explanations of the Gemara what that argument was. According to Rav, which was the first explanation, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can use any type of a plank. It can be 4 tefachim, it can be 5 tefachim, 6 tefachim even. Can have an 18-inch wide plank. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's okay. Because at the end of the day, planks come from trees. Trees grow on the ground. They're detached from the ground. And they are not a utensil. They don't have the ability to become tummy. They don't have the ability to become impure. However, Rabbi Meir says no. This is again, according to Rav, if you have a plank that's 4 tefachim wide or more, you can't use it. Because if you would put up planks that are 4 tefachim wide, that already looks like a roof. Most people, that's how they make their roofs. They make their roofs with wide planks. And therefore, we're worried. If a guy's going to be putting up planks, a schach, maybe next year he'll say, I don't need to do anything. I'll just sit in a room. My room's got planks. It's got a roof on top of it. And that's certainly not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go live in a sukkah. The mitzvah is not to stay at home and to say, okay, I'm living in my room. So this is called gzeiras tikra, decree because of roofs. And because of the decree of roofs, that's why you can't use planks. So according to Rav, Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeiras Tikra, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Gzeiras Tikra. So according to Rabbi Meir, a plank of 4 tefachim is no good because it's like the planks of the roof, and it might lead people to just use their roofs. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, a plank that's 4 tefachim wide is fine. He's not worried that people are going to start using roofs. A guy went, he put up schach. Yes, he put up things that could be used as a roof, but he went and put it up as a sukkah. He's not gonna now go and sit in a room and just think that's okay. He knows he has to make a sukkah. That's Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Meir, according to Rav. According to Shmuel, Shmuel says, no, everybody agrees that there's a problem of Gzeiras Tikra. Everybody agrees that a plank that's 4 tefachim wide, you can't use as schach, because if you use that as schach, then tomorrow a guy might just decide to sit in a room and say, oh, the room's good. It has a roof on it. The roof's made out of wood. That's fine. That's a problem. So therefore, everybody agrees if it's 4 tefachim wide, you can't use it as schach. The argument is, what about, you know, once this rule was made by the rabbis that don't use planks that are 4 tefachim wide, how far did they go with that? Did they say 4 tefachim because that's already a prominent amount of space? That you can't use. That's what most people use as a roof. Or did they say even 3 tefachim? 3 tefachim is already outside of lavud, outside of the small amount of space that's considered collapsed. So even more than 3 tefachim, even 3 tefachim would already be a problem. So according to Rabbi Meir, already 3 tefachim is a problem, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, only 4 tefachim is a problem. All right, that was yesterday's learning. Now we have today's Mishnah.
Rabbi, general question.
Please.
Is the Gemara going to deal, so I don't have to, with beam, mm-hmm. that all cement?
That's certainly a problem.
It's a beam.
Yeah,
sure.
So that's not kosher. But cement is not kosher.
Yeah.
Right, cement is, well, no, the cement isn't kosher, so... The cement is not davar gadel min karka, doesn't grow from the ground. So that's certainly the cement is no good, but then you get to the question, can schach rest on that which is pasul? That's a question already. But the cement itself is certainly not kosher for schach. All right, says the Mishnah, Tikra, let's say a guy has a roof. He lives in a one-room house, and on the top of the room there are beams. But over the beams, there's no pitch, there's no tar. Normally, they'd put up beams, and then they would make tar on top of the beams so that it, you know, there's insulation and so that it's flat. They didn't put the tar, so what he actually has is he just has beams up there. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could use beams for schach. According to Rav, it means you can use even beams that are 4 tefachim wide, and according to Shmuel, it means you could use beams that are 3 tefachim wide, not 4 tefachim wide. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Beis Shammai, say, if this guy now wants to use this room as a sukkah, and he has beams up there without a cover over the beams, Mefakpik, he should both lift the beams, plus v'notel achas mibeinatayim, plus replace every other beam with schach. Remove every other beam and put it in its place kosher schach. So mefakpik is to lift up and put down, plus v'notel achas mibeinatayim, plus to remove and replace it with one in between with kosher schach. Beis Hillel is saying, no, either or, mifakpik, either he lifts up all the beams and puts them back down, oh, no telachs minatayim, or he removes every other beam and replaces it with kasher schach. So according to Beis Hillel, we understand. Beis Hillel holds, if you look at your house, and you have a room where they didn't finish the roof, they didn't put the pitch on top of the roof, so the roof right now is just a bunch of wooden beams. So Beis Hillel say, basically, that's technically kasher for schach. It's wood. Not something which can become tummy. Basically, it's kosher. The problem is, though, you didn't make it as a sukkah. You made it as a house. A house is not a sukkah. It can't be good. So you have a problem of tasav alomina asli. The Torah says to make a sukkah, not to use something that was made for something else, and now you want to turn it around and make it into a sukkah. So the way to make it in a sukkah is one of two ways. Either you lift up every beam and put it down. So you lift it up, you've removed it, now you put it down. So now you're making it as a sukkah. Or you remove every other beam, and you fill in the space of every other beam with schach. So now the schach that you put in is making a sukkah, and that's going to be the majority, so it's going to be kosher. However, that's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Beis Shammai, this is Rabbi Yehuda's view of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, we'll have to see why they say you need to do both lifting and remove every other beam. Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir again holds you can't use beams as schach. According to Rav, he holds you can't use a beam that's four tefachim wide. According to Shmuel, you can't even use a beam that's three tefachim wide as schach. Rabbi Meir says, no, telachs mina time. You can't just lift them up and put them down because then you're using beams as schach. So you have to remove every other beam and replace it with kosher schach. Vein mefak peik, but lifting and putting down is not enough. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Mishnah Beis Hillel Tamai. I understand Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Hillel, understandable. Mishum tas avalom anasi. They say if you want to use a room which has beams, that is its roof, but it doesn't have pitch on the beams. The problem is, you have to make a sukkah. You can't use what's already made. Taaseh, make a sukkah. Vlomenasi, don't use that which is already made. So therefore, even fakpik, if you're lifting up and putting down, avalei maisa, then you're making it. Ino telachnum vina time. Alternatively, if you don't lift up and put down every beam, but you remove every other beam, no telachnum vina time. You remove the ones in between, and you fill it with schach. So avid b'maisa, again, that schach is going to be a majority. It'll be enough. You've made a sukkah. Ella Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Shammai, my Tamai, what's their reasoning? Why did they say you have to do both lifting and removing every other beam? If the reason why they are saying that if you didn't do anything, it's no good, is because the sukkah was made as a house, and you have to make a sukkah. So b'chadasagi, one thing should be enough. If you lift up every beam and put it down, now you've made it. Or if you've replaced every other beam with kasher schach, you've made it. If you're going to say, well, Beis Shammai hold that besides the issue of tas of lomina asoy, if you just have beams, that's going to look like a roof and people are just going to use rooms. So then, So if their issue is their concern of xeras tikra, their concern is people are going to start using rooms, it's going to look like a room. So then lifting up and putting down is not going to help you. You have to replace every other beam. You have to replace every other beam with kosher schach, because otherwise it looks like a roof. And if it looks like a roof, people are just going to use their room. So why do they say do two things? They should either be saying one. If they hold of tasav lomina asu, that's a problem, so then just lift it up. Then you've made it. If the old xeris tikra is a problem, we don't want you to have as the cover of your schach, as the cover of your sukkah. We don't want you to have that which looks like a roof, because then people just use a regular room. So then it should be replacing beams and replacing it with schach. So imishum gzeras tikra b'not lach b'min ha'tayim sagi. Says the Gemara, lo'olam really, mishum gzeras tikra. Really, the issue of Beis Shammai is they're concerned of using beams, because using beams will look like a roof, and then people are just going to use a regular room. So achikam, this is what Beis Shammai are saying. Afal pishum mefakpik, even if he lifts up and puts down, so now it's not tasav lomino, so he made it. He lifted up each beam and he put it down. Still no good because of Xeris Tikra. So therefore, he knows the last one time in. If he also removes every other beam, it'll be okay. And replace it with Kasher Schach. Lo, if he doesn't remove the beams and replace them with Kasher Schach, lo, it's not going to be okay. Because the issue is not just You have to make it. Even if you make it, you have to make something which doesn't look like a roof. You have to make something which has schach. And once you have schach, then it's going to be kosher. Otherwise, not. Iachi. So, okay. So that's the view of Beis Shammai. Hey, must say, if I read the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, no to lach minute time. He has to remove one of the beams. He has to remove every other beam and replace them with schach. But lifting up and putting down the beams is not enough. So one second, Rabbi Meir, Hainu Beis Shammai. Rabbi Meir is saying, I agree with Beis Shammai. We know halacha is always like Beis Hillel. What would Rabbi Meir be doing? I agree with Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, Achi Kamar. Now what Rabbi Meir is saying is, I disagree with your tradition, Rabbi Yehuda. You hold that there's an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And I hold, Lo nechleku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel bedavar zeh. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not argue. Even Beis Hillel agree that there is something called Gzeiras Tikra. You can't make us your schach beams. Beams look like a roof. So if you actually want to use a roof as your schach, you've got to replace every other beam with kosher schach. Says the Gemara. So my kamashmalan. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? To Rabbi Meir, it's like zeiras tikra. Rabbi Meir holds that there is a problem of making as a sukkah something that's going to look just like a roof. Rabbi Yehuda, less like Zeras Tikra. He doesn't hold that there's such a problem of using beams for a schach. He doesn't hold that there's a problem, oh, it's going to be confusing. People are not going to use regular roofs. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Beis Hillel, which is the halacha, you can do either or. You can lift up the beams and put them down. You can use the beams as long as you put them down for schach, or you can replace every other beam. Says the Gemara, if that's what we have in our mission, the argument is whether or not you can use beams as schach. But if Ligu Bacha does in, then we know that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda already argued about this already once. It's not as we learned in a Mishnah. Nesakhin b'nesarim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use aschach beams. You can use planks. And Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says you can't use planks as aschach. We already had this. So I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. Yesterday's daf was not about the problem of things looking like a roof. Reisha, the beginning of these Mishnayos, is Benesar Meshupan Askinan. It's talking about beams, planks that were sanded down, that are they're finished, they're sloped. And therefore, those are the basic raw utensil, that's the raw material for utensils, for objects. And the argument is, do we disqualify as schach things that people might confuse with utensils? Because then people are going to start using utensils as schach. Rabbi Meir holds we don't have gzeiras kalim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't have gzeiras kalim, and Rabbi Meir holds we have gzeiras kalim. So says the Gemara, is there such a thing as gzeiras kalim? What about what we learned earlier in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis? What Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. Tamar, he said, when you have arrows, so there's a metal arrowhead and there's a wooden shaft. There are two types of wooden shafts. There are wooden shafts that have a little indentation inside, a little hole, and the metal fills the hole. And then there are wooden shafts that are plain and they fill the metal hole. Oh, it's a hole in the metal. So Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. Sikcha b'chitzin. If a person makes as his schach these wooden shafts from the arrows. If they're wooden shafts that are male-like, in other words, they don't have a hole inside of them, they don't have a receptacle inside of them, ksheira the sukkah is kosher, because these wooden pieces are wooden pieces that do not have the ability to become tameh. Binikevos, but if he uses wooden pieces that have a hole in them, then it's a utensil, it can become tameh, psulos, and that's a pasul schach. Oh, very nice. You're asking it should anyway be possible because it's a handle to the arrowhead. Okay, that's a good question. It's a good question. I guess you don't carry the arrows around with it. Maybe not. Maybe they were never put into the arrow yet. If they're put into the arrow, then it would be disqualified as a handle to the arrowhead.
What kind of arrow?
What's that?
Like a bow and arrow?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's part, like it needs that arrow.
Right, that's what Roger's asking. It's a handle. Maybe it was never put in. These are pieces of wood that you're going to use for the arrow, but you haven't put them in yet. You haven't connected the metal piece with the wood piece yet. So again, according to Rebbe Yehuda said the name of Rav. if he makes as the schach wooden shafts that are male, the male type wooden shafts of the arrowheads, it's kasha. Binakevos, female type arrowheads, it's psula. It's pasul. So what do you see? He said you could use the male type arrowhead, the male type arrow shafts. The low guzzer scharmat in a kevos. He doesn't say, oh, can't use it. If you use it, people are going to use now the wooden shafts that have holes in them. There's no such thing as gzeiras kalim. So if he doesn't have a decree of this is looking like utensils, hachanami here too, lo nigzer nisar mishup matu kalim. We shouldn't make a decree to say, don't use the sanded wood because that might lead you to start using utensils. Ella, Sarather, Al Karchach, against your rule, what do you have to say? That in the first Mishnah, they're talking about the same thing as in the second Mishnah. And really, it's all one conversation. Reisha, Pligi, Bigzeiras, Tikra. In the first Mishnah, there was an argument whether or not there's such a thing, according to Rav, whether there's such a thing as a decree, don't use planks, because that might be confused with the roof, and then people are just going to use a roof. The Seifa, Pligi, Bigzeiras, Tikra. And here in the second Mishnah again, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are arguing on the same argument. Is there a prohibition about using planks? Now, why did they have to argue about the same thing twice? It's one conversation. Seifa here, this latter part, Reb Yehuda de Kamalele Reb Meir. It's part of the conversation. Reb Yehuda is arguing with Reb Meir. He's saying to him, Amai kasartim in asarim. Why do you say you can't use planks? Mishum gzeiras tikra, because of a decree. People are now going to sit under a roof. They're going to be satisfied with a roof. Hi, Svar le Beisham Yudislu. Okay, Beisham, I have that fear. They say that even when you have a roof that doesn't have pitch, you can't just lift it up and put it down. You also have to replace every other beam because they hold it. Otherwise, people are going to confuse it with a regular roof and just sit in their rooms. But Beisilo lo Gazi, Beisilo, the lenient ones, the students of Hillel, they do not make this decree. So what are you doing, Rabbi Meir, making this decree? I'm Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir responds, Lo nechaku Beisham Beisilo, Bedavar Zeh. Beisham Beisilo didn't argue about it. Beisilo agreed to Beisham. They agree that there's such a thing as don't use a schach, that which looks like a roof, because then people are just going to sit in a room. And they're saying that you have to replace every other beam. They agree you have to replace every other beam and put it in its place, kasher schach. Says the Gemara Nichal Rav, this is all fine according to Rav. Damar who holds, machlokes b'shiyesh ben arba. That the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir who says you can't use the beams, and Rabbi Yehuda says you could use the beams, he's talking about big beams, beams that are four tefachim wide. Meir is like Zera sticker. Meir holds, absolutely, there's a decree, don't use beams, the things that are normally used for a roof, don't use it for your sukkah. Reb Yehuda less like Zera sticker. Reb Yehuda doesn't hold of that decree. He says, no, you can do it. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Dar B'Shem Ben Arba Machlokes, El Yesh Ben Arba Adir B'Yakol Psula. But according to Shmuel, who says, when you have beams that are four tefachim wide, everybody agrees it's possible. So now, here in this Mishnah Sefer, we're talking about a house. Right? Tikra, you had a house. So if the house has a roof, what type of beams does he have in his roof? Four tefachim wide. So if it's four tefachim wide, b'may pligi. So what's the argument here? Rabbi Yehuda says, only according to Beis Shammai do you have to get rid of every other beam. According to Beis Hillel, just lift them and put them down. What do you mean? Lift them and put them down? You're lifting up and putting down beams that are four tefachim wide. There's a problem. This looks like a roof. What do you mean that you can do that? Answer the Gemara, the whole reason of why a roof is why beams that look like a roof are a problem, because we're worried. If a guy puts up as for his schach, beams that are four tefachim wide, so he looks at what looks like a roof. Maybe next year he's not going to do anything. He's just going to say, well, my roof is a wooden roof. I can just sit under it. That's what we're worried about. We're worried he's just going to sit under a wooden roof. He's going to sit under a wooden roof and think, oh, I'm okay. What did he do here? Here he actively ruined a roof. He had a roof. It didn't have pitch on it. He ruined it by picking it up and putting it down or by replacing every other beam. He knows to change it. So here, bitule tikra kamifilgi. Here, when a guy is actively breaking down what is a roof, now there's a question, do we still make decrees? Oh, maybe he's going to now use a roof. Mar savar, one holds batlabachi. This is already enough since he has lifted and put it down. He shows that he knows that he has to make it. There's no gzeiras tikra here. There's no decree. Oh, he's going to end up using roofs. Amar sav, one holds, no. Bahachi lo batla, just because he's broken down his roof. But right now he's sitting in a sukkah that looks like it has a regular roof on it. So that still leads us to a decree that maybe next year he's not going to do anything. He's just going to sit in a room. All right, next Mishnah. Hamekara sukasa. Somebody who puts up as a roof on top of his sukkah. he puts up beams of metal. Right? Shpudin. Shpudin are the spit, these metal pokes. You put meat on them and you put them into the fire. So he put all up on a sukkah, shpudin, or baruko samita. Or he used parts of a bed frame, the long posts of a bed frame. So he puts that up on top of the sukkah. If there's a gap between these metal pieces equal to the size of the metal pieces, and he could put into that gap schach kosher, and he does put into that gap schach kosher, ksheira, the sukkah would be kosher. And if the gap is less than the size of the metal pieces, so then the sukkah is going to be, the schach is going to be less than the non-kosher schach, then it'll be pasul. Hachotit begadish, somebody who has a big haystack. And he says to himself, oh my gosh, hey, that's good. That could be schach. It comes from the ground. It's detached. It's not able to become tummy. So he digs out of the haystack to make walls on the sides and to leave a roof. Lasos l'sukkah, to make for himself a sukkah. Ain't a sukkah. That is not a sukkah. Says the Gemara, Leim, it's Avi Jiv to Rav Huna, Radio of Yeshua. Let's say that this is a disproof of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua. The Itmar we learned in regards to the walls of a domain of Shabbos, we learn parutz ke'omid. If the amount that's open is equal to the amount that's built up, Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Papa says that's already enough. That's already a wall. And Rav Huna Beder Yeshua Amar Asur, it's not enough. It's not a wall. You have to have a majority built in, and a minority that's breached. So here, what do you see? We said in our Mishnah, if the amount is equal to the beams, it's going to be kosher. So what's going to happen? You're going to put in kosher schach. Your kosher schach is going to be equal to the amount of your non-kosher schach. And it's going to be okay. So you see that equal amounts are also okay. Says the Gemara, no, here it's not equal amounts. Here it is a majority of kosher schach. Amalacha, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna says you have to have a majority built in for a wall. We'll also say you have to have a majority of kosher schach for it to be schach. He'll tell you, my kemosan, what does it mean if there is equal to the beams, empty space? It means benichnas v'yotze. That the schach kasha that you're putting in between these metal beams is able to come in and come out. In other words, it comes in, you're able to get it in, you're able to get it out. In other words, you have a little bit more space for the schach kasha than for the beams, and you have more schach kasha than the beams. Yeah, question, Izzy? Yes. Correct. But you have schach kasher to annul it, levatel
it. If I have
50-50? Then the Gemara says you have to be more than 50-50. It's got to be 51.
We cannot put any matechet, any...
Sounds like here you could, as we'll see in a second. Ask Gemara, v'ev shel tzamtzem. So Gemara says, you're saying it has to be able to go in and out. But it is possible for a person to make it precise and exactly equal the amounts of metal to the amounts of kosher schach. And if that's going to be okay, you see that in a wall too, when you have equal amounts built in and equal amounts open, it should be okay. Amar Rab Ami said, b'ma'adif. Here we're talking about where he puts more schach than the metal. He made a deliberate choice to make sure that there was more schach than the metal. Rava said, even if he didn't make a deliberate choice, the Mishnah is saying that you're going to have more schach than the metal. Why? Because if the metal was placed vertically, nosnan ayrev, he places the schach horizontally. And if the metal was ayrev, nosnan shti, he puts them vertically. So, in other words, he's got beams, metal beams, and he puts schach on top the other direction. So he puts schach on the other direction, there's going to be more schach than there is metal beams. If there's a gap between each metal beam equal to the size of the metal beam, and he's got schach going over in the other direction, covering all of it, he's going to have much more schach here than he has metal here, and therefore it's going to be kosher.
So basically,
this is
question. I always thought that we can't have the schach touching like the metal.
Right, so this sounds like you would be able to. It's a machlokes. This Gemara sounds like you'd be able to. Or you'll say, well, maybe he puts wood. And on top of that wood, he puts the wood.
That's what we do, right?
Yeah, we put wood and then on top of wood. Yeah. Says the Gemara, O Baruch Samita. Or if one uses the posts of a bed. So that sounds like even though these posts are no longer part of a utensil, since they came from a utensil, they're still pasul schaf. Says the Gemara, Lehem Seyle, Rav Ami Bar Tiv Yumi. Is this a proof to Rav Ami Bar Tiv Yumi? To Amar Rav Ami Bar Tiv Yumi, Rav Ami Bar Tiv Yumi said, Sicha Bivloi Kalim, if a person makes a schach, worn out, you know, like rags that are left from clothing, left from utensils, psula, it's pasul. Because even though right now it's not makabel tuma, it came from a utensil, it was makabel tuma. So the same thing here, the bed is not makabel, the bed is makabel tuma. Now the arukos, the posts that come from the bed, even if they do not have the ability to become tuma, they came from something which can become tuma, and that's why they're pasul. Answer the Gemara, no, maybe we're talking about a piece, a shard of a bed, which is still usable, so it itself can become tummy. Kedam, Rav Hanan, Amar Rebbe, the same way Rav Hanan said in the name of Rebbe in another case. Ruko Shtei Krayim, talking about the long post with the long post together with two side posts for it, or Biktsara, or the wider part, the thinner, the narrower part, which Shtei Krayim and two posts to it. In other words, you have a bit of a bed frame that you can still mount on the wall and thereby use it. Achanami said, here too, that's what we're talking about. Baruch Ushtei Kra'ayim, Biktsara Ushtei Kra'ayim. The long part with two posts, so you can still mount it on the wall to make it as a bed. Or the short part with two posts, so you can still mount it on the wall and make it as a bed, and therefore it's a utensil which can become tummy. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue at this point tomorrow.